He said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Well, every time we connect on SNU, I always look outside, and it's a beautiful sunny day.
It certainly is.
And today, it's just as beautiful as it's ever been. It's getting a little cooler. Obviously, we're heading now into a different cycle. The seasons are changing, but when it's sunny and bright and the sky is blue and the sun is up in the sky, it's nice, isn't it?
It's absolutely been a beautiful September and October, and this is perfect running weather for me.
You like a little cooler.
Air, yeah, it's really fresh. Yeah, and better for sleeping, too.
Yeah, and I was doing some wind sprints the other day, and I can still run barefoot, so it's not absolutely freezing.
Wow.
And Vernon is dry, so as the shift in weather occurs, you've got to compensate by drinking more water.
Well, the thing is, we had company here this weekend, one from the coast and one from the Kootenays, and they were all, oh, I'm so dry, it's so dry here. I guess we're getting used to it now, but when we first moved to Vernon, the Okanagan, geez, when I woke up at night, I had to drink a gallon of water.
Well, the environment plays a key role in how much water you retain and lose, and a lot of people are unaware of that, so they become infected or prone to infection simply because they're dehydrated.
Exactly, and it's, the dehydration can also be just from the foods that you're eating, foods that are not hydrating, and you need to eat foods that have water in them. Pretty simple stuff, huh?
Yeah, but maybe too simple. People tend to want something complex that's difficult to comprehend and understand, otherwise they don't give it any credibility.
You mean like reading a contract that a lawyer said wrote up, right?
Yes, exactly. Let's pay someone a huge amount of money to confuse everybody.
Exactly.
Okay, dear, let's move on. This is SNU. It is October. The year is 2012. What's cooking?
What's cooking is almond cranberry loaf, a new recipe of mine. Almond cranberry loaf, it's a tasty snack or a treat that's light, well, semi-light. It's healthy, beautiful, gluten-free, and easy to digest. And there's so many different combinations of the dried fruits and nuts and seeds that can make this a simple loaf into a very decadent dessert.
Well, I would say that, okay, it's not light because I think it goes down light.
Yeah.
But when it hit my gut, it felt like 18 bricks. And then, of course, I realized that it was so high in fat,
right,
which is why. But please continue.
Yeah, the almond flour. The almonds are actually alkaline-forming fruit seeds that grow on trees. And as you had mentioned, in the health food industry, the almonds are called the king of the nuts due to the high content of calcium, potassium, magnesium, nucleic acids. And these are all wonderful health promoting.
Well, they were, you know, the almonds were like an anti-aging factor. And you could even sell, we used to sell almonds in the health food stores when other people weren't really buying them or into almonds.
Right. Exactly. Now there's almond flour, almond puree instead of peanut butter, and it's quite nice, actually. The almond flour is rich and healthy in healthy fats, 88%. It's low in carbohydrates, about 4%, and low on the glycemic scale, which is nice. But yeah, when you had a couple of pieces of this almond loaf, maybe not a couple of pieces, you were going, oh, boy, I'm so full. And then realizing it was the almond flour, the high fat content, right?
Yeah, well, I'm an endo, so my metabolic rate being slow, and especially at nighttime when I have a snack, you can really feel the impact and the density. It's kind of like jumping off a cliff with an anvil wrapped around my
ankle. Well, hello. How many pieces did you eat?
Well, you know, okay. Someone's got to try it out.
Because you really liked it. This is the first time I've ever used almond flour, and I wanted to kind of get into the groove of the gluten-free. That's what's all hot and trendy now. But everything you read on packages is gluten-free, gluten-free, gluten-free. It's kind of interesting how that is.
Well, yeah, gluten-free, so let's eat the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. But the terms almond meal and almond flour are used interchangeably. The almond meal is typically coarser than the almond flour. Almond flour and almond meal can be used as a gluten-free substitute in baking products such as cookies and cakes and pastry and any other recipe that calls for flour. The consistency of the almond meal is more like cornmeal, right?
Yeah, and cornmeal is coarse,
yeah,
as opposed to the fine flour that you typically get out of a container.
It's got a really nice, moist, sweet flavor to it. And the beauty of having the almond flour is that you don't have to mix any other type of flour, such as tapioca flour or potato flour, or any of these other flours, to make it a nice consistency. All by itself, it's a nice consistency. So it's pretty simple to make. So when you've got the almond flour, what I suggest you do is store it in an airtight container in the refrigerator or the freezer to extend its shelf life.
That's right, because fat content is high, and fats, when exposed to air, go rancid. They spoil, and they're subject to what's called peroxidation. So we always have to protect butter and oils and fats and things like that. Otherwise, they go off, and unfortunately, people don't even know what off tastes like, so they're eating this off spoiled fat, not knowing that it's treacherous.
Right. I pretty much put everything in the freezer. But I used agave nectar in this recipe rather than honey because I wanted to get on the program. However, I like the honey flavor better than the agave. But the agave is not as sweet as the honey. And some people don't like the flavor of honey. They want to change it up a little bit. And the agave nectar is low on the glycemic index as well. So that's good.
Yeah, they're both acceptable and interchangeable, although I would always give the final thumbs up to the honey and pasteurized
honey,
my favorite.
So this particular recipe will be on our website under articles. Here we go. I used about 2.5 cups of blanched almond flour, 1.5 cups of sliced unblanched almonds, 1 cup of dried cranberries, fruit juice sweetened, 3 whole eggs at room temperature, 1/2 cup of plain full-fat yogurt, 1/2 cup of coconut oil, and 1 cup of agave nectar, and 1 teaspoon of pure vanilla extract.
I think the coconut oil is a nice touch, too.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we love that coconut oil.
Well, from an athletic point of view, you can burn medium-chain triglycerides more efficiently in some cases than carbs, and a lot of people need to watch their carb intake. So this is a great snack if you're on a low-carb diet.
Exactly. Great for the winter time and really nice for Thanksgiving and Christmas with the cranberries in it. So in a large bowl, I add the almond flour and whisk it because sometimes there can be little clumps in it. Then you want to add all the nuts and seeds and the almonds and mix with a spatula and then mix in the wet ingredients together, add into the dry ingredients and blend it all nice and well. And then you can actually use a 9x9 square loaf pan. And you can use coconut oil to grease the pan, or you can use parchment paper. I love parchment paper. And then what I do is once I put the batter into the pan, I sprinkle some remaining sliced almonds. But you want to press them in, otherwise they'll fall all over the place. And then I bake at 300 degrees for about an hour, so it's slow cooking. And you let it cool, and away you go. You slice it up, and it goes great with a cup of tea.
Yeah, no doubt. And what I like to do is cut a slice or two off and then seal it and pack it for the freezer and store it there for a rainy day because you never know when you're going to get that desire to have one of those nice little snacks you make.
I know, absolutely. So take a look on our website. Coming up, I will be an almond cranberry loaf. And as I said, get creative. You can add whatever you want in it. I think I might use this loaf or just the almond flour with the honey in it and some nuts and seeds and use it as a pie crust. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, and I think that we could sort of lure people in with it initially, and then after they've eaten like half the pan, they would just like fall down and die. So it would be a great way to, get rid of somebody in a very insidious way.
Well, I think I'm going to make this as it kind of tastes a little bit like marzipan. I remember that flavor. I think I'm going to make this as my Christmas. I'm going to make a couple of the loaves, cut it all up, and bring it out at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
Freeze it, right? And then you bring a little bit of everything out, so it makes a nice little plate. But I think it's really, I'm really hot on it. I'm really excited that I've got the new almond flour thing going on.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, so I'm getting a little more creative.
Yeah, and our snacks and treats can be wholesome and real.
Exactly.
They don't have to destroy us when we consume them.
No, not at all.
Good stuff. Okay, who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Ms. Caroline Mundell, a CSNA master. And the beauty of Caroline is the fact that we got a chance to see her when we went to Vancouver. She's opened up a new Function Health and Fitness Wellness Center in Yale Town, Vancouver, and seems to be doing very, very well. And we are just tickled pink with her progress. She's a CSNA master, as I'd mentioned. And also something fantastic, she has designed and formulated a recipe for different recipes and a menu for a restaurant in Vancouver.
Yeah, wasn't that cool? The chef from that restaurant and the hotel, I'm just trying to think, I think it was the Westin in Vancouver.
Yeah.
They have a restaurant and they have her recipe format, and it says Caroline Mundell, CSNA Master.
I know.
Right there.
I guess there's
six
little items that she puts on. When you want to go into a restaurant, you want to have something to eat, but you know everything's super healthy. And the chef, we met the chef, and he's all excited about it because he's never made anything like this before. This is all new to him. Isn't that amazing?
Well, they had some kind of vegetable thing on a cucumber, like you slice the cucumber.
Ceviche.
Ceviche.
Yeah.
Now, instead of putting that on a cracker, it was on top of a piece of cucumber.
Yeah.
Now, that's my style. That's what I like to eat because I'm not into the crackers and the breads and stuff. So, and then he also had some sashimi there, which I like. Now, those were on crackers, which I removed. I just like to eat the sashimi by itself. So before I gave a lecture, I had about 3 or 4 pieces of sashimi with the little cucumber deal, and that was light and easy to digest, and I felt great.
But it was satisfying too, right?
Absolutely.
Really satisfying.
Yeah.
It's on their fitness menu, so we're so happy for her. And also, she's all about, she wants her clients to become independent. She doesn't want her clients to be dependent on her.
Well, that's old school,
and that's,
right?
Exactly. So she's part of the new age, what we teach, right?
Yes.
Teach your students and your clients to be independent. And you're not going to lose your students. They keep wanting more. Also,
they also make a lot more progress.
Yeah. So it's good to hear that. Everybody loves her down there. She's just a little cutie patootie. And she also did a fitness competition. Actually, it wasn't a fitness and it wasn't a bodybuilding. It's right in the middle. It was called a
figure,
like the figure diva.
Yes.
Yeah. And she said she became really in tune with her body when she competed. And she now realizes that her body is like a machine. And does it need to be oiled? Does it need water? Does it need gas? Do you need to rotate the tires? If you can really take a look at yourself as being a machine or a car, if you own a car, what does my car need? It doesn't seem to be operating at optimal levels, right?
That's right. And
I like that analogy.
Well, that's a fairly old analogy. You know, I've heard that.
Hey, I didn't make it up.
No, I'm sorry. I think some guy in Africa, you know, when we were migrating and, you know, transferred ourselves to a new state. But the idea has always been similar, and there's other kinds of analogies in that you put all this energy and time into something that requires maintenance. Why wouldn't you do that for your body? People assume that their body will just take care of itself on its own with doing nothing.
Well, going back to the old thing, I just saw an ad on TV about, you know, for ferret food, ferret vitamins, bird vitamins, dog vitamins, cat vitamins, your hair needs vitamins. It's just unbelievable, right? Now, why wouldn't you think that your own body needs these things, right? Your tree, I just gave my plants some vitamin water today.
Yes.
You know, so everybody does it with their gardens and everything, so that's the number one thing that we have to really work on. Okay, she also has the challenges of feeding 3 kids. She's got 3 children, and she's 32 years old.
Well, if you want something done, ask a busy person.
No kidding. Like, she's just, I remember we had a meeting together. She phoned me up and said, Tracy, I really need to talk to you about my kids. This was, oh gosh, about 4 or 5 years ago. And she says, I'm really having some challenges with the kids and what they're going to eat. And so we had a good little chat, and it seems like she's on board, and she's taking the bull by the horns, I tell you. And also, I really like the idea, like making mashed potatoes, everybody out there, because we're all going to have mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. And what she does, instead of using cream or milk, she puts unflavored whey isolate.
That's smart.
That's super-duper-duper smart. Thanks, Caroline, for that one. That's awesome. So we just are so proud of Caroline. She's really moving and shaking, and hopefully she will be one of the teachers for the Principles of Sports Nutrition program. I think she'd do really well for that.
Well, from where she was when we met her, when she first came to CHI and enrolled as a CSNA student, and now she has her master's, and of course you need to complete the master's program in order to teach the PSN program to your own students and start generating revenue. She has the facility, which was part of her dream, and I can recall on different occasions talking to her about this, and now it's a reality. Now she has her own fitness facility. She's training her own students in her own way. She's independent. She's self-reliant, and that creates inner fulfillment and happiness.
Because, and she has her own menu in a restaurant.
Yeah.
In a hotel.
There's few things better in life than to do everything your own way and generate your own revenue and set your own terms instead of having someone else,
yeah,
a company, a corporation, an employer, a manager, having them tell you what to do, what to say, and how to do it.
Right. You know, she knew what to do. She took the right path, and she connected with the right people, and she just bloody well did it.
Yes.
She asked questions, and she did it. And
now, there's the key. You just bloody well do it. You just freaking do it.
And we met some of the people when we were at her facility a couple of weekends ago, and they just raved about her. And one woman said she lost like 80 pounds, and she was just... Well, almost started to cry because she was so excited about how Caroline helped her and was at her beck and call, you know. She's like, so that's, she's doing it the way...
Well, she goes the extra mile.
Yeah, and that's exactly
the way
we like...
That's the kind of person she is, and that's why she's where she is.
Exactly. So thank you, Caroline, for your expert interview.
Yes, and for anyone who lives in Vancouver, please go down to Function Health and Fitness. You can Google that. You can also get to Caroline Mundell on our website. Just click SNU and then find that particular SNU special guest interview with her, and you can get to her website link and find out all the details of where she is and have a workout and check out her facility if that's something that you're thinking about doing, or if you want to change your facility where you train. Good. So let's continue on with our CHI update.
CHI update. Well, we had the CHI conference, which was a success. The speakers were absolutely fantastic. Brad King, as smooth as ever and funny. Jason Scott, he had very interesting information about that vibrator machine. Jason Watkin, well, he's just Mr. Mellow. I could listen to him all day. And, of course, Dr. Corey Hawley.
Well, I asked Jason what it would be like to have sex on the vibration machine.
Corey.
And, of course, he was not really able to answer me directly.
Oh, my. Why? Why?
Well, why not? I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind.
No, it's not.
Vibration.
I hope we're going to edit this part out.
What do you mean we're not going to edit this part out? I'm sure there's a lot of people like me that are thinking the same thing.
Good Lord. Anyways, that was a wonderful conference, changing subject very quickly. That was a wonderful conference, and thank you all who attended, and thank you for our exhibitors. They were fantastic. It's so good to see everybody out there, and the products are great, and I got me a bag full of products, and so I'm one happy camper.
Well, I love the intimacy. The larger the event, the less intimate. If it never changes in size and we just continue to have this in that particular facility, and we bring in different venues, exhibitors, and products, and we continue to educate and provide a means for our collective to gather, that would make me very happy, because there's so much that goes on that is emotional related, right? The people that we meet, the testimonies that we're here, and just the whole thing itself, and the things that are said, the learning experience, it all equates to, I think, a very positive experience.
Absolutely. Okay, so next on the update is the Dancing with the Vernon Stars.
Hello there, sweetheart.
I know. My student, Dennis Beaton, who was dancing a freestyle disco street hustle, won the Judge's Choice Award for the routine with the highest point score. So I was absolutely so thrilled for him and for myself as well, because we'd worked very hard. And also, you know, I came out of retirement or sabbatical. I'm going to say sabbatical over my life of dancing, because I go in and out of it. And it's sure nice to know that I still got it.
Well, no doubt. And the evidence of that is in the reality of your dancing. You're an excellent dancer, and you raise everyone's skill that you work with, as was obvious. Lots of smiles. And, you know, dancing is a wonderful thing. There's just nothing that you can say negative about it. And for those who avoid it, they really don't know what they're missing.
I enjoy dancing, of course. I love the music. But I like to meet the people, my students. I've made some really nice friends here in Vernon. And for those of you who are a little bit antisocial, maybe you don't have a lot of friends, or maybe you want to get out there and you want to meet somebody, I really suggest that you take some dance lessons. Because, you know, it opened up my world. I didn't know anybody in Vernon, just my daughter and her husband. But boy, we get into the dancing. I could go out every night of the week. I've got people, they're inviting us to barbecues and going out for cocktails and go to different jazz clubs. There's always something to do. And, you know, yeah, I don't want to go on my own, but it's nice when I can go with some of my students' friends. You know what I mean? They're friends now. Yeah, my dance friends.
Yeah, of course. Well, I thought the entire event was done very well. I was looking down. Of course, I volunteered some time, and I ended up as
Who volunteered?
You volunteered my time. Thank you very much. And next time, I'm going to make sure I'm out of town.
Yes, I know.
Because I didn't sign up for the technical skills required. But anyway, I ended up as a follow spot technician. And this is the dude that controls the spotlight from way up on high, and that gave me an incredible view. So with all the people around and all their chairs and tables, and then the dancers in the middle with the MC and the whole thing, and it was run just like it is on TV. If you watch Dancing with the Stars, the dancers come out, they do their thing, and then the judges make remarks, and then they have the flashcards, and then there's music in between and dancing, and there was an excellent live band, which I really thought was good.
What were they called?
What was their name?
The Lake Monsters. And there was like 18 in the band.
The Okanagan Lake Monsters.
There was about 18 in the band. There was every instrument you can
play. Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, they were great.
And it was 70s, 80s, and 90s music, so it was right up my alley.
Yeah, it was really fun. We really had a good time. The whole night was fun, and I had a couple of cocktails at the end.
And
then I had company the next morning, a big barbecue, and then the next day was the big turkey dinner. So, yeah, I was pretty pooped by the end of the weekend.
That was quite the weekend.
That was a pretty big weekend. And little Riley's 9 weeks old now, little chunky monkey. She's healthy and well and growing.
That's my name, by the way. That's my name. I called her Chunky Monkey, so I claim that one.
Okay, well, she's starting to coo now and smile, and she's just melts your heart. She's just a little angel.
Well, the main thing is that she's well, and you can see what effect Ruby has as a mother on her demeanor. Like, Ruby's pretty mellow.
Yeah, Ruby's pretty mellow.
Not a high-strung, anxious drama queen.
And like me.
Yeah, and so you can see that energy, you know, the emotional state of a female goes into her milk, and that milk supply affects the baby and her mental state.
Yeah.
So a calm, more serene, slower kind of approach, Ruby takes that. I watch her breastfeeding, and she doesn't seem to ever be contentious or spiteful, or she doesn't say, crap, I got to do this again, right?
Yeah.
No, she just whips her boob out and feeds her baby. She loves it. She's developing that bonding, you know, that beautiful connection that mothers have with their little babies.
Yeah, it's sure nice to see. It really
very nice. And I asked Ruby, how's it going? She says, Dad, I found my purpose now. My purpose is to love and take care of my baby.
Aww,
so that was so cool. Yeah.
That's
what having children does. It mini me, you complete me.
Yeah. That's
sweet. It's not for everyone, and if you don't want children, great, because there's lots of people on the planet. But for those who do, I'll tell you, when you have a nice, healthy little baby looking up at you, and that little cooing and smiling now, it's like a wonder of the world.
Absolutely. And we get to babysit her tonight, too.
Right on.
Go out for 1 hour.
That's right.
She's got to get into the breast pump thing. She has a manual. She's got a couple of manual ones, but she said it's too much work, so she needs to rent a professional pump and then freeze the milk so she can go out for at least 2 hours. But she's going to zip out for about an hour and a half, feed Riley really good, get her filled up, and then just zip out.
Well, you see how her life now revolves around the baby and feeding the baby?
Yeah.
But that's okay, as I've discussed with Ruby. It won't last forever.
Not forever.
It's just like a season that passes. If she goes 1 or 2 years or 6 months, whatever, but those days will be gone.
Yeah.
And then one day she'll think back about how wonderful that was, some of those precious moments.
Well, it's been 2 months now. She's had no problems whatsoever. So That's really good. If you can, that's about the least amount that you want to do is 2 months of breastfeeding.
Yeah, and yesterday I met Ruby at the gym, and of course Grandpa was babysitting so that Mom could get her workout in. And this is how families work together.
Yeah.
Those that train together stay well together. Her shakes, her vitamins, her workouts are as important for her as they are for us. And this is why being here is really joyful experience, because we can contribute that way and be here, because we won't be here forever either.
No, it's not a forever thing. It's for now.
No.
And we've come here to help, and that's what we've come here to do. And everything, Ruby's looking great. Her skin looks good. You would never know 2 months ago she had a baby. It's just ridiculous.
I know.
You know, she's young as well. But, you know, when you take care of yourself, look what happens, right? You bounce right back. That's the whole part about prevention. And you got to look after yourself. Look after yourself, right? There's a big difference about, somebody said to me the other day, we went to a party and there was like, everybody was our age, mid-50s, and you'd never know it. Nobody took care of themselves. They were all, looked like pears, all the women, really, really heavy. Not that I care, we don't care, but we sat down and we looked around and we thought, these people are all the same age as us, or maybe we're older than them. And they all looked 10 or 15 years older than us, and not as much energy as you and me. And it's really weird, isn't it, Corey?
Well, it reminds me of one of the tenets I was raised on in the church. Hate the sin, but love the sinner.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, it's hate the fat, love the fatty.
Yeah.
So you love the fat people. I don't hate fat people.
No, no, no. It's not even about that.
Because the person inside the body.
It's not even that at all. It's just a matter of, I could tell, and then somebody says, well, Tracy, you look after yourself. And I'm going, well, yeah, I do look after myself. And that's what happens when you don't look after yourself. And it was just like, I guess I'm so used to being around you and being around people that do take care of themselves, right, that I don't even think, what I do just comes so natural to me now. I don't even think of it as taking care of myself. I just do it. And then when somebody had mentioned that to me, I'm going, yeah, I guess I do take care of myself. I know it sounds odd and I know it sounds ridiculous, but you know what I'm trying to say. I hope everybody knows what I'm trying to say.
Well, I don't think that people today are going to be glamorized by getting up on stage or on Oprah and say, hey, guess what, everyone? Today I brush my teeth. Today I wipe my rear end. Okay, so big deal. Everyone's doing that. Now, why is it such a big deal when somebody actually goes to the gym and works out and reduces their body fat? That is what you would expect. That's what they should have done in the first place. And unfortunately, I had talked with one of our students yesterday. Why aren't people doing this? You know, she's trying to figure this out. Why do people purposely, with will, destroy themselves? They know they should not do what they're doing. They know what to do. She says her parents, her family, whatever she was talking about, friends, etc. Watching her friends, her family, brothers, sisters destroy themselves when she knows the difference. And I said, well, what's the difference between them and you? Why do you do what you do? Why don't they do what you know is obvious? What makes you different? You were raised in the same culture. You were raised in the same family. What makes you different? And I think what it came down to was that she is acting upon her emotional need to make a difference for herself. It's all about self, right?
Well, I think also what happens, I know for myself, I always took care of myself on the outside, but I just ate anything. I mean, I always worked out, I always stretched and worked out and was always active, right? Always took care of my skin, always took my creams and did all that stuff, pedicures, manicures, facials. But I didn't think anything about the diet. I didn't have that down. And then I didn't feel well. And then once I met you, I changed my diet. It's like, holy smokes, man, I feel so good. And then you go back to eating some crap, and then you get those same sensations again of not feeling well. And it's like, I just, not worth it for me to go back anymore. I'm not missing anything. What am I missing, a hemorrhoid?
Well, that's why
I don't miss a hemorrhoid, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, the CHI Prime the CHI Prime Directive is a law, supply of biological demand. Like, you wouldn't travel in space in a spaceship without having an environment that you could live in and survive in. That would be illogical, right?
Yeah.
You need to have a life support system. So why people don't facilitate this process is the big question, you see. So it's not about the training, it's not about the diet, it's not about the vitamins, it's not about the shakes.
Yeah.
It's about the stuff going on inside a person's head.
Mm-hmm. we both know many people that have turned themselves around and felt great and called us and, yay, yippee, I'm a new person. And then they fell back off the wagon. And then they're right back. They're heavier than they've ever been. They're miserable. They're sick all the time. And I say, well, all I say is, well, you know what to do. Because they do know what to do, but they just choose not to do it. So they
it's
know.
It's a choice. It's a choice.
What is
humans
it?
Are
it's
volitional.
Not hard. It's not hard to get rid of the bread and have a salad. I guess they think that it's hard to do what we do. It's hard. It's hard work. Well, yeah, good health is hard to do.
Well, if you expect everything to come easy in life,
yeah,
you're going to naturally avoid anything that's difficult. But the problem with that is that you will end up a liability in society. Life will chew you up and spit you out. And the only way that you can stop that is for you to take action,
yeah,
and do the work that is hard, but smart work in the gym. It's always hard, but you get smarter, wiser, better, more efficient, right?
You
I mean, when you watch the spaceship go through the atmosphere, there's a lot of energy that it takes to go through those G-forces, right?
Mm-hmm.
That takes energy. So it's always about energy, but it's also focusing on what will come as a consequence of doing what's right, like brushing teeth, and also the reason that you don't brush your teeth is because you know what will happen as an inevitable consequence if you don't, right? You'll end up with rotten teeth.
Well,
right?
I mean, even little Max at 1 year old, even before he was 1, 8 months or whatever, he's brushing his teeth. They're teaching him the importance of brushing his teeth, right?
Yeah, and that is really
so why would you teach him at that age how important it is?
That is really
and he's only got one tooth.
The dentist and the dental hygienists and technicians, they all come into the public school system. They do a whole spiel on that, right?
Yeah.
That is a very important element. And what I like about dentistry is that it's about prevention. But when it comes to the nutrition, my God. Anyway, that was a great SNU, he said, she said.
It was a great month.
Very positive.
It was a good month.
Good month. We have lots of good things to say, and we continue to move in that direction, which is why we get out of bed every day, because we have purpose and we feel good and we're training and we're healthy and well and we've got something to live for. And that is doing the work that keeps you well, because the wellness is the beautiful state, man.
Absolutely. And for those of you who celebrate Halloween, I wish you all the best. Have a good Halloween.
And happy birthday, dear.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you, too.
Well, my birthday comes first. Plus, I'm older than you, so never forget that.
I know.
What is your final word?
My final word is by Conan O'Brien. This Halloween, the most popular mask is the Arnold Schwarzenegger mask. And the best part? With a mouthful of candy, you'll sound just like him.